Welcome to a new episode on the podcast channel, Joy of Weightlessness. Today, we are delighted to have Renee Watson, a Pilates instructor with over two decades of teaching experience. Renee seamlessly combines the traditional Pilates method with the healing arts of yoga and fascial release, creating a holistic and transformative approach to well-being. As the co-founder of The Source, a renowned Pilates and yoga studio in Cape Town, Renee's passion for Pilates transcends borders. She dedicates herself to sharing her wealth of expertise through workshops and sessions across the globe, enriching the lives of countless individuals. Renee, I'm so delighted to have you here with us.
Thank you. Taking
me through your practices, and I'm sure this will be an enriching conversation together.
All right. Okay, so my method of Pilates that I teach is unique because it's a combination of Pilates with other modalities that I weave in, and that's purely from my own personal experience and what I enjoy doing and what I find works for my body as well. So my original training actually was the more classical method of Pilates. And then over the years, I've expanded on it because I personally love yoga. So I bring a lot of the flow and the breath work and the mindfulness into my Pilates practice. I also did quite a bit of studying with gyrokinesis and gyrotonic, which is sort of a spiraling three-dimensional movement. So I love to bring that into the sessions as well. And then my recent passion is fascia. So it's really kind of come to the forefront of the industry in the last decade, where people are realizing the importance of fascia, how it works with our muscles, and how we can release it through manual therapy, which is why it's wonderful having all of the therapists at the spa, but also through movement. So how do we integrate it into our Pilates, into any movement discipline that we do? And I just really feel that any movement practitioner, whether or not they're teaching Qigong, teaching Pilates, teaching yoga, we infuse it with our own personal experience and our passion anyway. So, you know, that's really the feeling I get when somebody comes into a class or a session with me, is that they're having sort of a Renee-infused session. And ultimately, I want them to walk out feeling good, feeling fantastic.
Exactly, perfect. A question would be to you, how would you explain Pilates to a beginner?
So we have a lot of beginners that come to our studio, come to the classes, come to private sessions. And I think a lot of people can be very intimidated nowadays, because if you go onto Instagram or social media and you take
That's
a look at Pilates,
it
is the trend.
Exactly.
And I think it can be very intimidating because people love to show these incredible, challenging, advanced moves. And I mean, I'm always impressed. I think it looks so beautiful. But I can imagine for somebody that maybe has an injury, maybe somebody who hasn't moved or exercised for a long time, they may not want to try it for that reason. Mm-hmm. So we try to make Pilates accessible to everyone, no matter what level. And it's really about bringing in six principles that we work with in Pilates. And these are distilled from the book that Joseph Pilates himself wrote. It's called Return to Life Through Contrology. And the six principles are concentration, centering, and control, precision, flowing movement, and breath.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about those six principles, anybody can infuse them into any movement that they do, any exercise that they do. The beautiful thing about Pilates is that we might have a set repertoire that we work with when we come onto the mat, but we bring the principles in no matter what level that you're working at. And then when you come onto the machines, we've got some machines here at Jawali Being called reformers, and we get you onto the reformer. We can do some really simple rehab style work. We can do some challenging work, but it all infuses those six principles together. And at the end of the day, it's about bringing us into the best posture that we can have. It brings us back into alignment, and it helps wonderfully with rehab, anybody who has lower back issues, injuries, etc., as well as athletes that want to improve their performance as well. So we can bring it pretty much to anybody who walks into the studio.
So let's assure our loyal listeners that Pilates is for everyone.
Absolutely.
You don't need to be an expert or like a gym person. So you just go and walk in and do it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So I think sometimes the best thing to do is to start off maybe with a one-on-one session, a private, because that way you can get an introduction to the movements, the breathing, maybe get used to working on the equipment. And from there, a lot of people just love having that individual attention and that tailor-made program. So they might continue with those private sessions. Mm-hmm. But also if they're here at Jawali Bean, we've got two reformers. So it's wonderful that you can actually come in with your partner or your sister, or your best friend, and you do a duet session together, which is wonderful. Or if you're here in a big group, we can actually do a big group mat session. So yeah, it can translate into any of those once you get familiar with the work.
That's perfect. Laura, let's dive into more questions into Pilates. So how is your Pilates approach different from traditional methods, given your extensive 20 years of teaching experience?
So the original method that Joseph Pilates developed is considered classical Pilates, and probably the closest methods that you'll find to that nowadays is the New York method. And over the years, Joseph Pilates and his wife Clara, a lot of people didn't sort of acknowledge her contribution to the work, but she was a big part of it. They trained a lot of people within their studio who then headed off and started to infuse it with their own style. And so it kind of got dispersed and things evolved over time. We've learned so much more about the human body and movement and exercise science, etc. So now you're finding a lot more what we would call contemporary style of Pilates. And that's actually what I teach, is more contemporary. And as I mentioned earlier, I have a personal passion for yoga. So I weave in some of the principles of yoga and the flow. And then I love the fascial release and also the gyrotonic and gyrokinesis. So I bring all of that into the sessions as well. So that is part of what sets my particular method aside from maybe a more classical approach.
That's amazing. Right. So let's give more information to our loyal listeners. How can they integrate Pilates principles into their daily lives? And what positive changes might they notice? Because I feel like Pilates is not really everyone is well aware and knowledgeable about this practice. So how can we put this into an easy thing, like an easy approach to them? Let's say to adopt it into their everyday life. What can you tell us about this so that now that our listeners will start doing it after this podcast?
Yes, I hope so. Well, there are a couple of ways. You know, I really feel when somebody comes into the studio and they do a 1 hour session, whether it's a group class or a private session, you're working on the physical body, you're stretching muscles that maybe need to be stretched, you're strengthening the muscles that need to be strengthened, and oftentimes that is the core. That's why, you know, a lot of people associate Pilates with abdominal work, which is largely true, but take a look at the whole body. So when somebody comes in and we work with them for an hour, when you then head out into the rest of your day, you're heading out there with a better awareness of your posture, a better awareness of your body in space and how you're moving. So just giving yourself that time will automatically integrate into your daily life as well. But for me, on a personal level as well, what I've noticed is the breath work being one of the six principles of Pilates. And it's such a wonderful way to give us an opportunity to pause during our day. You know, when you're feeling that little bit of anxiety or stress, or, you know, you just stop, take a deep breath in and out, pause for a moment. And it's such an easy way to integrate that mindfulness into your daily life. And I think so many people nowadays are dealing with these levels of stress
and we rush
so much.
I
think that's probably one of the most effective ways to bring Pilates into our daily life.
Mm-hmm. I'll start doing it myself.
Yes.
So another question to you, Renee. Mm. Could you describe how each of your Pilates sessions, like reformer and chair, fascia release, and hypoprogressives contribute to well-being? And who can benefit most from each?
Mm. Yeah, because they are all slightly different and slightly unique. So with the Pilates reformer, and you mentioned the chair as well, because I know that we do have a chair here at some Jawali Being, is that it is equipment that works on a spring. So every time you move the equipment, the spring will add tension. And then when you return, you've got to control it against the tension of the spring. So it is fantastic for rehab. A lot of people with knee issues, hip issues, it's a great way to be able to rehab those areas. And then we find as well, for a lot of people that are athletes, working on the reformers is such a great way for them to add longevity to their careers and to prevent injury as well. So that large equipment is quite unique in that aspect. Again, it's a holistic session. Mm-hmm. So we do work the entire body from top to toe. We work on all the muscles, which also sets it aside from working in the gym, for example, where you might go in and have a leg day. Mm-hmm. In Pilates, we'll always work the whole body.
The whole body.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you don't feel exhausted. Mm-hmm. And then with fascial release, that is actually my favorite. I hope everybody has a chance to try it at some point.
We'll do, definitely.
We usually do that on the mat, and we include long-held stretches. So if anybody's ever done yin yoga, you'll see that there's a big overlap with the yin yoga and coming into those sustained releases, which help us stretch and maintain that stretch for a longer period of time. And we do rhythmic movements as well, and that creates this beautiful elastic quality of the body. So, and we connect it all into breath, and you'll see this big overlap with the Pilates mat work that we do as well. And then the last one you asked about is hypopressives. So they've been around for a long time, but again, it's just people are becoming more aware of it now. And it's a particular style of breathing where you create a vacuum through the abdomen. So it's fantastic for pelvic floor strengthening. Fantastic for rehabbing abdominals. So the ideal class for somebody postnatally, so somebody who's had a baby, has been given the thumbs up by their health practitioner to go ahead and start exercising again, the hypopressive breathing is fantastic because it helps to connect all those muscles in the core again. Mm-hmm. You know, but having said that, available to anyone who wants to try it because it's so good for supporting the lower back as well.
Great, great. So it's like a fixer.
Yeah.
Pilates is there to fix you.
Well, you can say that, yes. and to feel good.
Okay, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Right. In Jawali Being, we really focus on weightlessness. Mm. Let's talk about this now, about Pilates. Let's put weightlessness and Pilates both together.
Mm.
Could you explain how your unique Pilates approach creates a sense of weightlessness for people, both physically and mentally?
Mm. Well, I think that's just such a beautiful concept of the joy in weightlessness, yeah? Mm-hmm. And with Pilates, and again, tying it back to the breath, but also being able to let go, you know, and feeling that lightness in your body, that lightness in your energy, and it all comes back to that breath, to that movement, so that at the end of a session, when somebody walks out, it actually just embodies that whole feeling of weightlessness right there.
Mm-hmm, that's amazing. Mm. So actually you feel that freedom and that floating when you do the Pilates, or you feel it after?
Well, hopefully both.
I'm not really expert, but then you have that feel of weightlessness during and after.
Yeah, so there is some work involved in Pilates. Uh-huh. I mean, when you get to a slightly more advanced class, you know, you feel like you're actually really working to the body, But that's where the breath carries you mm-hmm. through it. And it's that whole feeling of being able to move with the breath and ride that breath as well. But the one principle of flowing movement embodies that right there, is that the easy transitions within the exercises, between the exercises, and then when you do actually walk out after the class, having that feeling carry with you as well.
Right. Great. I'll definitely try it. Definitely. Okay. You have my word.
Yeah. Good.
Let me move to the last question we have onto this podcast. Why is customization important in your Pilates approach, and how does it enhance the Pilates experience for your clients?
That's also such a good question. You know, when people come into a big group class, and I've taught big classes at conferences before with like 100 people there, and you've designed one class that now these 100 people are going to be joining in. So it's not customized really. What you can do in that case is watch people and try and offer little individual modifications and assists and challenges so that they get the most out of it. At the end of the day, even with that sort of generic class, people are still going to get the benefits because you're moving, you're breathing, you're stretching, you're strengthening yourself. The customization is amazing when you do an individual session and you have a chance to also work on the equipment and on the mat, because then I can take a look at each person as they even walk in the door. I can see their movement patterns. I can see what's going on with them. I ask them questions. So how is this feeling? You know, what's happening with you today? And then in that particular session, in that particular moment, we can actually adapt and, you know, a little bit go with the flow, but to really make it work for them so that they feel better after the session.
Okay, I think any movement will do good to them.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Whatever, however you are moving,
yes,
is beneficial to your body.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Renee, I would like to thank you for this beautiful, lovely session we had together about Pilates. And I hope our dear listeners will take a deep breath and immediately start our Pilates practice, because I feel like I need to do it myself as well. Thank you so much, and stay tuned for another podcast.